With rising production costs, agriculture groups are asking for more money in the farm safety net for the next farm bill. Texas A&M Agriculture and Food Policy Center co-director Bart Fisher says an increase in the baseline funding for the next farm bill is not an easy thing to accomplish.
Step back and look, you know, across the entire farm bill, we're at the point now where SNAP alone is in the neighborhood of about $1.2 trillion over the next 10 years. For the growers who are listening in, you know, you take income support like the ARC and PLC programs. They now amount to about 3% of the entire farm bill, whereas the nutrition programs are now, you're going to be at a peak of probably 84% of the farm bill. And so I think there's just growing questions about that imbalance, growing, you know, questions and frustrations about the inadequacy of the farm safety net to deal with the problems at hand.
If farm groups don't ask for more money, Fisher says there's a risk lawmakers won't pursue it. On the flip side, agriculture received several billion dollars in ad hoc payments over the last 3 years. Those additional ad hoc payments could make this ask for more funding a heavier lift, but Fisher believes ad hoc program payments are an indicator of a need for a change in farm bill policy.
We have an opportunity to say, look, we've spent tens of billions in unbudgeted ad hoc disaster aid. The safety net inside of the farm bill has been shrunk considerably over time. And so it's time to get back to actually, you know, focusing on a safety net, a standing safety net where we don't have to rely on ad hoc assistance.
By the way, if Congress passes the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 as it's currently written, Fisher says it would infuse several billion dollars into the conservation title of the next farm bill. It's an important infusion, but it has nothing to do with the economic realities of producing a crop right now.
I could say, hey, well, let's reprogram some of that, but you know, there are very strong views about, you know, climate and conservation, and the idea of moving money across farm bill titles is a very, very tricky conversation. I suspect we're still going to be in this position of saying, look, we need more money to go into Title I.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.